Well, appreciate our young people. Man, this morning in chapel, we have chapel at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays and for the school, and that's every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and we're pretty prompt at 10 to get started on it. But you're always welcome to drop in and be in chapel with us, moms, dads, homeschoolers, whoever, grandmas, grandpas, you want to stop in and be in chapel, you're welcome to. But today we just had Mackenzie lead us off and some songs out of the songbook, like we always do. And we sing in He Abides. And I'm telling you what, the kids were singing so good today. And I felt the presence of the Lord in our little group. Just, you know, just some of those are, a lot of them are pretty small. But they have their hands up, worshiping the Lord. Amen. And I could just feel the presence of the Lord right there in that chapel service at 10 o'clock singing
praise
He Abides.
God,
amen. I know that
God.
The Lord, it seemed like the Holy Spirit just wanted to know, I'm here. Yes. I'm here. I do abide. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, he does.
If you grab your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 25.
Praise
Matthew, chapter
God.
25.
Praise
amen. Very common portion of Scripture I want to look at with you tonight very briefly and just a simple thought. But a few weeks ago, we had that meteor that came down in Russia, and I saw the you know, all the YouTube clips on that and all that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, it kind of captured my attention. It was just amazing. It just so amazing. That's the only thing I can tell you. It's amazing. And I just begin to think about what that means, what all that means. I think, you know, them are signs for the times. I mean, when you see things like that happening, that's signs of the time. And then if you want to go ahead and search out the scripture about wormwood. Search that out, all right? Do a search there and find out what about that meteorite hits the earth. Amen. So do some studying on that, but that's for another day. And since I saw that, and I began to think about it, and I even mentioned to you, just kind of pictured to me like it would be like the coming of the Lord, you know, that brightness and immediate flash and so forth. And so I've just been thinking about the coming of the Lord. Man, wouldn't it be nice for the Lord to come back soon? Amen. I believe that He is coming back. I believe in the rapture of the church. I believe in the rapture. I believe in the pre-trib rapture of the church. Can I tell you that? I believe that the Lord will come and rapture the church before the 7 years tribulation. I believe this period of grace, this time of grace that we will end, this dispensation of grace will come to an end. Amen. And the church will be raptured away. Amen. And I live for that. I live for that. I think the church needs to live for that. Man, when I was a child, we heard that all the time. The rapture, the rapture, the rapture. Amen. I was in our chapel services, we have the little kids sing. He tried to get some of the little kids to sing. And they love that song, He Knows My Name. He Knows My Name. And they sing it. Oh, He Knows My Name. And they ask, you ask him, what do you want to sing? He Knows My Name. And I started saying, I know He does. What song do you want to sing? Because I mean, it is the theme song. It is the theme song. They love that song. Well, you know what? When I was a kid, it was I'll See You in the Rapture. I'll See You in the Rapture. Remember that song? Man, oh, that there's been, they kind of done away with that. We don't hardly sing it anymore. I'll See You in the Rapture. But I'm telling you what, the Lord is coming, and the Lord is going to return, and we need to live ready each and every moment. I can tell you this, that the focus was so much on the coming of the Lord and the rapture of the church that everybody in the church felt like it was imminent. By that I mean it could happen at any moment. At any moment. And I can tell you that as a young person, as a child, I grew up feeling like the Lord could come at any moment. That at any time there could be the sound of a trumpet, the rapture of the church, and the Lord would become. And I wanted to be ready. I wanted to be ready. I guess you could say I lived in a little bit of fear. Is anything wrong with that? Living in fear that I need to be ready? I don't know if it was so much fear or is it of awe of the rapture that it's going to happen and I need to be ready. I need to be ready because of that fear or that awe of the rapture. Amen. You know, sometimes as kids, you don't always do right. don't always do right. Man, Elias testified this morning that the last night the Lord had to touch him, and the Lord touched him because he wasn't behaving too well. But the Lord touched him, and he's doing better. And I don't know if Brother Justin was Lord there or not that touched him, but however it worked, the Lord touched him, and he got better. You know, hey, I believe in that, right? I believe, you know, when you know you're not right, you need the Lord to touch you. You need the Lord to touch you. And I appreciate Brother Elias being sensitive about that and the Lord touching him, realizing he needs the Lord to touch him. Amen. But when I was a kid, there's that fear of the rapture. You didn't want to live long. Amen. And you didn't want to go very long without knowing that the Lord has touched you and that you were ready to meet the Lord, because the Lord could come at any moment. We grew up believing that, you know, when we laid our head down at night, I don't know, we always have this picture of the Lord's going to come in the night, don't we? Because of midnight hour and all that stuff. So we always think that the Lord's going to come in the night. Well, it's going to be night somewhere in the world, but it's also going to be daylight somewhere in the world, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. But if you'd go to bed at night, before you went to bed, you'd search your heart to make sure he was right, because you didn't want the Lord to come in the night and you not be ready. Amen. Man, I believe the Lord's still coming. Man, maybe the church has lost focus of it, and maybe the church hasn't talked about it as much as we used to, but I believe he's still coming, and I believe he's still coming soon. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Matthew chapter 25. Amen. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made. Notice, at midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And the door was shut. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour where the Son of Man cometh. Notice, watch therefore. Watch therefore. I think when the Bible tells us, watch. Watch. Amen. Be careful. Watch. Be on the lookout. Watch therefore. For you know not what hour the Lord doth come.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. The Lord is coming. There was a movie crew out west, and they was out in the desert area, probably Arizona or somewhere out like that, out way out west, and real arid place and desert-like place. And there was an old Indian that was coming around where they was shooting this movie, and the old Indian would come around and stand around and watch. And so one day he walked up to the movie producer that was there, the director, whoever he was, and he said, tomorrow, rain. Turned around and walked off. Next day, it poured down rain. It poured down rain. Next day, the old Indian come back up, stood around for a while, and walked up to the producer, said, tomorrow, storm. Turned around, walked off without another word. The next day came, biggest storm you ever saw. There was hail and everything. Just horrible. The producer says, man, we need to hire that Indian. We need him. He can tell us what the weather's going to be. He knows exactly what the weather's going to be. And so we need him. We need to get him over here so he can fill us in every day on what the weather's going to be. So they hired the Indian. The Indian joined the crew, and he'd show up every day, and he wouldn't say nothing. Never said nothing. Rainstorms came. He never said nothing. Hail came, and he never said nothing. The producer, why aren't you telling us? We hired you to tell us. He said, radio broke. Listen, I know sometimes when we listen to the weather, you know, it's like you're going to get 12 inches of snow. And we get sunshine and a beautiful day, 40 degrees, right? They tell you you're going to get 6 inches of snow. And then you don't get nothing, just a little bit of rain. Not that big a deal, right? And then they'll tell you, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. And guess what? You get 12 inches of snow. We live in a day when we lose trust in those that try to warn us of things that are coming our way. We lose trust in the warnings. There's times we how many of you have the tornado warnings by your house and you hear those tornado warnings on a regular basis? Okay? Anybody other than Brother Justin and Sister April's house ever been hit by a tornado? But yet you hear the warning all the time. How many of you, when you hear the warning, other than Sister Kelly, how many of you run to the basement when you hear the warning? How many of you men, when the warning goes off, you go to the front porch and you stand on the front porch? That's where I'm at. You go to the back deck and you're looking outside. You're trying to see what's going on. And they're saying, warning, take cover immediately. Warning, take cover immediately. And you're out on the deck. You're out in the yard. You're out looking in the sky. You're out looking around. Why? Because we get so used to the warning. We get so accustomed to hearing a warning that it no longer warns us. We are no longer alarmed at the warning that we hear. It no longer strikes fear in our heart. Now when the weatherman says we're getting 12 inches of snow, how many of you go and buy eggs and bread and milk? Sister Kelly goes and buys eggs, bread, and milk. All right. And I'll tell you what do you fix? What do you cook with eggs, bread, and milk? I mean, what can you fix with that? French toast? I mean, come on. You know, I mean, that's all that's about. I mean, I don't understand. Everybody, run, run, get your eggs, get your milk, get the bread. It's going to snow 12 inches. And what's that got to do with eggs, bread, and milk? Does the price go up or something? I don't know. But we don't take the warning seriously anymore. We say, when they say 12 inches, we say, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. They always say that. They always say that. We don't ever get anything. We don't ever get anything. We just let the warning go one in one ear and out the other. We are not alarmed any longer at the warnings that we hear. But when we read the scripture, we've read these verses so very many times about the coming of the Lord. And it's been a warning to us. And we hear the word, watch, therefore. Watch, therefore. And we hear the warning that is given to us. But we've heard it so long, and we've heard it for so many years, that it really does not penetrate our heart anymore. It really does not stir us to action. It really does not wake us up to say, you know what? The Lord is coming. I need to go buy eggs, bread, and milk. We don't ever do that. We don't ever get stirred up to go do anything about what we have heard in the warning. It's a warning. It's a warning. It's a warning. How many of you see a flashing yellow a yellow light when it goes to green to yellow? How many of you drive through those? You look at that. Oh, no, I got 3 seconds to get through that. Right? That's right. They said, listening somewhere the other day on the radio, that they was talking about the red light cameras. And they said if they lengthen the length of the yellow light by just 1 second, those that are caught running a red light is reduced by 60%. You know why? Because we just make it. We just make it. We've run that close. You know what? That yellow does not mean that you need to prepare to speed up, but yellow means prepare to stop. It's a warning that it's getting ready to go red. You need to stop. But we do not heed the warnings anymore. We don't heed those things in our life. When a warning is given, Man, when we talk about the Lord coming, we are warning the church that he is going to return. But it goes in one ear and out the other. We act like it never is going to happen. Amen. If I could give you three quick warnings from this verse right here that we read to you. Three quick warnings that we need to heed in these verses, all right? First of all, it is a warning of the second coming of Christ. He is warning us. He is coming. The bridegroom will come. Jesus will return. It will come quickly. It will come in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. It will come unannounced. It will come as a thief in the night. But the Lord Jesus will come back. He is going to return. And there is a warning that is given. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. You know, we have all around the world scientists that are tracing the paths of meteors out in space. They are charting them, they are watching them, and they are trying to make sure that none of them strike the earth. They know exactly, but yet even with all of their expertise, with all of their knowledge, that thing came quickly, unannounced, and without a warning. There was not a chance for anybody to do anything. There wasn't a chance for anybody to pray. There wasn't a chance for anybody to run to a church. There wasn't a chance for anybody to make anything right. It came so suddenly, streaking out of the sky with the brightness that blinded the eye, amen, and shook the earth, amen, that meteorite came. Can I tell you, when the Lord comes, amen, he's already warned you, it's going to happen, he is going to come. Amen, there will not be time to pray. There will not be time to run to church. There will not be time to call mom and dad or the pastor to see if everything's all right. There will not be time for you to fall on a knee and say a quick sinner's prayer. Amen. You better be ready to meet the Lord because he is coming. The warning is already given. The light is already yellow. Amen. The siren is already sounding that the Lord is coming and you need to be ready. You need to be ready. Warning. Warning, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And if you're going to do anything, you need to do it right now. Jesus is coming. Man, if you're going, you know, you can't wait till the tornado's lifting your house off of the foundation to try to get to the basement. You can't wait until the horrible storm is destroying your life before you find a place of refuge. Amen. And you cannot wait till the Lord comes, until the Lord is returned. Amen. To try to pray and get things right. The warning is already given. There's a warning of his second coming. There's a warning of a second coming. Jesus is coming back. Amen. And I tell you this, there's also a warning here of a closing door. There's a warning of a closing door. It says the door was shut. The door was shut. I know there's a lot of people that have hopes of making things right after the Lord comes. There's some people that will actually tell you, I believe that I'll pray through and I'll get right during the tribulation, and I just won't take the mark of the beast. I just won't take the mark of the beast, and everything's going to be okay. And they act like that it's like refusing another credit card offer that comes in the mail, rejecting the mark of the beast. But it's not going to be quite like that. It's not going to be quite like that. First of all, do you know what the world will be like when you take all of the saints of God out of this world? When you take all moral restraint out of this world, when you take the righteous element and they are taken away, let me tell you, and you see sin and unrighteousness unrestrained in this world, unrestrained. Amen. And I believe that when the Lord, after the Lord comes, you will see wickedness like you've never seen it before. You think everybody thinks, well, everybody's going to pray, everybody's going to get right, and they'll be more spiritual after the rapture of the church than it was before the rapture of the church. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. And can I tell you, amen, don't think I don't feel like that the Spirit of God is going to be dealing with sinners, amen, and conviction going to be felt, and preachers preaching a message that's going to convict the hearts of sinners for them to get saved. I believe the Spirit of God, amen, is going to be closed up, and He's not going to be dealing with you anymore. Amen, you're not going to feel God dealing with you. Amen, there is going to come a day when the door is going to close, amen, and you better be ready and you better be gone before the door shuts. The door is going to close. There's a closing door. Man, you have a moment right now to receive Jesus Christ, to make it right, to get right with God. Amen. And the door is going to close. These virgins, they were all there. They were all had oil. They were all knew the bridegroom was coming. They already had the warning. They knew He was coming. They knew He was coming, but five were ready and five were not. Five went in and the door was shut. Five were left out in the cold. Five was left out alone. Five was rejected and turned away. Amen. Can I tell you, there's a closing door. Amen. And you think that I got plenty of time. I can get right with God at any moment. The door is closing. The door is closing. Closing. Amen. He said, well, me and God, we're like this. God will open the door for me. Man, when Noah went into the ark, the Bible tells us that the door that God shut the door of the ark. Not Noah. Noah didn't close the door. God shut the door. Amen. And when God closed the door, He did not open it. When the rain came down and the earth began to get flooded, I'm sure that Noah's family, they heard, Noah, it's me, neighbor Bob, open the door. Open the door. Let me in. I'm sure they heard the beating on the door. Noah, Noah, this is your neighbor. This is your neighbor. My children are with me. We're drowning. Open the door. But the door was shut. The door was closed. Noah, remember me. I was your best friend. But the door was shut. Noah, open the door. My family, my babies, they're drowning. Amen. But the door was shut. Amen. When the Lord comes back, when the Lord returns, the door will be shut. Amen. There's a warning of a closing door. A closing door. And you got to be ready. Got to be ready. Amen. You can't open the door after it's closed. You can't get in any other way. Man, you've got to be ready. There's a warning given of a closing door. There's also a warning given, amen, of a clock that is ticking. Clock that is ticking. For it says, watch ye. Watch therefore. For no man knows the hour. Nobody knows the hour. When the Lord is coming. No man knows the moment, the time that the Lord cometh. They don't know the day. They don't know the hour. But guess what? God knows. God knows. And the clock is ticking. I don't know when it will happen. I don't know when the final moment's going to be. If I did, man, I would probably be alarmed at how soon it was, and I would probably be more busy doing more for the kingdom of God than I am today if I could really see the clock of heaven. But I can tell you this, that the clock is ticking, and it's making its way to midnight. Hey, man, it's getting closer to midnight. Hey, man, and I can tell you that the clock cannot be stopped.
Amen. The clock will not turn back in the fall. Amen. It will not be changed. Amen. It will not be adjusted. God's clock is ticking. Amen. No man knows the day. No man knows the hour. But I can still hear the clock ticking. I know that we're getting closer with every passing moment, with every passing second. We're getting closer to the coming of the Lord. Amen. Church, the clock is ticking. Amen. We're getting closer moment by moment, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. We're getting closer to the coming of the Lord. Amen. The clock is ticking. There's been some that'll say it's on September 22nd. It's on October the 3rd. Amen. No man knows the day nor the hour, but I can tell you this. Amen. Jesus is coming and the clock is ticking. Amen. It's getting closer. Man, you know, chances are some of you in Sunday night service, some of you may not have given not one moment's attention to the coming of the Lord. Maybe not even gave a thought to the coming of the Lord since Sunday night. And if you be honest with yourself, you've went for 3 days and the coming of the Lord never entered your mind. And for 3 days, the clock ticked, passed by, and got closer to the coming of the Lord. We are closer today than what we were Sunday night. Clock's ticking. Clock is ticking. Clock is ticking. Oh, I wished I could had a big sound of a clock ticking. That it would stir our hearts and make us realize, Lord, you're coming soon. The warning is given. The warning is given. And the warning is not just for the lost. The warning is also for the church. For the church. Warning. Warning. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Amen. There is a warning for a second coming. You've been warned. You can't say, God, I didn't know. You can't say, you could not stand before God and say, God, I didn't know anything about it. No, we've been warned. We've been warned that there is a second coming. We've been warned of a closing door. Man, that when that door is shut, man, opportunity is gone. Opportunity is gone. And we know that there is a clock that is ticking to bring us to the final moment when Jesus comes back. Are you going to be ready? Are you going to be ready? Oh, yeah, Brother David, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to have everything. I'm going to be just fine. I got my lamp. Got oil in the lamp. We're in good shape. We're in good shape. Are you going to be ready? Because there was five foolish virgins that thought they would be ready as well. They thought they'd be ready. If they hadn't thought they was ready, they wouldn't have slumbered and slept, would they? If they thought they weren't ready, they wouldn't have been slumbering and sleeping. They'd have been trying to get themselves ready. But they thought they were ready. And the Lord came. In church, I want to be ready, don't you? Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's coming. The Lord is coming. It's a closing door. Talk. Clock that's ticking, not a clock that's clicking, but a clock that's ticking.
Right.
Man, the Lord's coming soon.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Are you ready? And let's bow our heads for just a moment. I feel like the Lord's talking to somebody's heart tonight. I feel like the Lord's speaking to somebody's heart. You're here tonight in this service, and you do not know Jesus. You do not know the Lord. I want to tell you, amen, that right now, the warning of his second coming
is before us. The warning of this closing door. I can hear the hinges as they squeak as the door swings closed. I believe we're getting closer. I believe the clock is getting closer and closer and closer to the appointed hour of the coming of the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready? Amen. With our heads bowed right now, nobody looking around, I want to ask you, if you're not ready, I want you, and you say, Brother David, I'm not ready for the coming of the Lord. I'm not ready for the end of the world. I'm not ready for the judgment of God. I'm not ready for the tribulation. I'm not ready for the mark of the beast. I'm not ready for the Antichrist. I'm not ready for all that. I need an answer for it right now. Amen. I want you to slip your hand up and say, Brother David, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. God help us. God help us. Amen. Because the Lord's coming soon. Children, the Lord's coming soon. Moms and dads, the Lord is coming soon. Grandma, Grandpa, the Lord is coming soon. Is there somebody else that'll slip your hand up and say, Brother David, pray for me. I am not ready to meet God. I am not ready. I don't feel like I'm ready to meet Him. If the Lord would come right now, Brother David, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I'd be ready to go. Oh, think about how serious this is. Think about how serious this is. If the Lord would come right now, right now, would you be ready to go? If it came so quickly, like a meteorite streaking across the heavens, bursting in the brightness of light, not with an explosion, but with the sound of a trumpet that would shake the earth. Amen. And in a moment, and in a twinkling of an eye, those that are ready are gone. Your spouse that was ready, gone. Your friend that was ready, gone. Your mom that was ready, gone. Dad that was ready to meet the Lord, gone. Your brother, your sister that was ready to meet the Lord, they are gone. And you're left behind. Hey man, why did you not listen to the warning? Man, in a moment, God help us to be ready right now. To be ready right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else that will slip your hand up and say, Brother David, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I don't know that I'm ready to meet God. I don't know that I'm ready to meet God. Church, let's pray for just a moment. Pray for just a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, we ask you to deal with hearts right now. Spirit of God, I ask you, Lord, to deal with hearts right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All I'm asking is slip your hand up and say, Brother David, would you pray with me tonight that I can be ready? Pray with me tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Church, I want you to come to the altar with us tonight. Those that lifted your hand, please come. Please come to this altar. Amen. Amen. We've been warned of a second coming. The door is closing. The clock is ticking. Man, God, help us. Help us to be ready, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.